T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 65 degrees. A third night of protests in St. Louis. Violent demonstrations sparked after judge's decision Friday to acquit white police officer Jason Stockley in the 2011 killing of a black man, Lamar Smith. Nearly a dozen officers injured over the weekend, more than 80 people arrested.
The protests in the city have been peaceful during the day, but at night the majority of demonstrators go home, and police say a small group of troublemakers moves in. Storefronts in the popular shopping district have been vandalized, windows broken out. Members of the community are understanding about the protests, but not the violence. Peaceful demonstrators say the point is to disrupt to bring attention. Monday they plan to march during the morning and evening commutes. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, St. Louis.
One person is dead after a collision between a train and a vehicle in southeast Wichita over the weekend. Police are investigating the crash that happened Saturday evening on K-15 between Mount Vernon and Pawnee. The dead person's name has not been released. One person died following an accident in southwest Wichita.
It happened Friday night in the 2900 block of West Street. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 22-year-old Manuel DeLara was driving a motorcycle south on West Street when he crashed into another vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. The driver and passenger of the vehicle was not injured. The KHP says speeding was the cause of the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A near drowning left a 1-year-old child in critical condition Sunday in East Wichita. According to dispatchers, the incident happened in the 1000 block of South Woodlawn Sunday afternoon at Park East Apartments. The cause of the near drowning under investigation. The child's name has not been released. A shooting late Friday near 21st and Grove left 3 people injured.
Wichita Police Officer Paul Cruz says the call came in around 11:30 p.m. in the 2200 block of North Grove. When officers arrived on scene, they found a large disturbance with shots fired. Investigators discovered that 3 people, 2 men and 1 woman, were injured. One victim, a 73-year-old male, suffered a gunshot wound to his abdomen. He was taken to a local hospital in serious but stable condition. Officers also located 2 other victims, a 33-year-old male who suffered a gunshot wound to his foot and a 54-year-old female who suffered a laceration to her arm. They were taken to Wesley Medical Center for treatment. Officer Cruz says the investigation is still ongoing and police are looking for 2 unknown black male suspects. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of the East Coast as Hurricane Jose lurks offshore. In the Caribbean, Richard Patch of the National Hurricane Center says Irma-battered islands are bracing for a strengthening Hurricane Maria.
Maria is threatening to become a very dangerous hurricane. Right now, its maximum sustained winds are about 85 miles per hour, but we think the conditions are favorable for it to intensify pretty rapidly here as it nears the Leeward Islands.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. Here on a Monday morning, it's 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And so far in traffic, well, traffic looking good so far this morning. Not seeing much in the way of slowdowns out there at this time. And those gasoline prices, up to $2.31 seems to be about the average price. Things kind of continuing to trickle down little bit by little bit. Again, that's $2.31 gasoline here in Wichita this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An upper-level storm system moving from the Rockies into the plains has triggered a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across central Kansas, and those will likely continue through about early this afternoon. Today, breezy with a high 84. We may see a shower or thunderstorm this evening. Our low 68. Windy and much warmer tomorrow with Tuesday's high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, 65 degrees on this Monday, September 18th, 2017. More autumn-like temperatures came to Kansas over the weekend. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 75 degrees. Normal high is 82, and of course last week we had highs in the mid to upper 90s.
Yeah.
75 for a high yesterday. How about that? Had some rain over the weekend across south central Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, I was out Saturday morning at my grandson Luke's football game out near Schulte, and it got rained on out there a couple of times, but went ahead and finished. Not a hard rain, just a little bit. Some people were smart enough to bring umbrellas. I was not. So I stood in the rain or over by the concession stand.
That's a good place to stand.
Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. First of all, let me tell you, there's an area of showers just to the north of Wichita, up 35, going up toward Newton. It's just south of Newton. Newton could be hitting some showers right now. And then that kind of breaks up, and then it continues up north, north and south, up east of Salina, going over toward Topeka and Emporia. That's all moving to the east. And now there's an area to the west, covering a good portion of Kingman County, and then back to the southwest of that, a large area. So this is all a large area of showers moving in our direction, moving to the east toward Wichita. So we could
get more rain.
A little more rain today, and I don't think anybody is complaining about the fact that we do need the moisture, and it's good for the crops, as we used to say. An Ohio man has been charged after chasing his six-year-old daughter around a neighborhood while wearing a clown mask. And another man is charged for firing a gun.
All
in one incident here. Police say the girl first jumped into a stranger's car. She's 6 years old. And then ran into a stranger's apartment while screaming that a clown was chasing her in Boardman Township, Ohio, Saturday night. Police say a man in the apartment building came outside and fired a gunshot into the ground. The father told police he chased his daughter to discipline her for behavioral issues instead of spanking her. He's been charged with child endangering and inducing panic. This guy could go to jail.
Yeah.
Police say the man who fired the gunshot has been charged with using weapons while intoxicated.
Uh-oh.
Holy smokes, things could have gone a lot worse.
Things could have gone very badly in this.
Here is your responsible dad. Well, instead of giving her a spanking, I'm going to put on a clown mask and terrorize the child. Oh, and there might be somebody getting shot as well. Yeah. Need to take this guy's photo and put it all over Youngstown, Ohio, and say, here's a guy who has no idea what responsibility is, parental responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing a child wearing a clown mask. Where does that come from? What kind of never mind. We think we know what kind of person does that. Two people dressed as ninjas broke into a New Jersey apartment building and set several fires. Newark police officials say the unidentified man and woman broke in through a second-floor apartment. There is video showing the two exiting through a side entrance and running down a hill. Resident Melissa DeTanto says the alarm loudly alerted everyone to the fire and many people fled the building. The building sprinkler system quickly doused the flames. No one was injured. That's in Newark. Ninjas just breaking in to set fire to do ugly, nasty things. All right, here on a Monday morning, the Kansas State Fair's 11-day run has come to an end. I'd be curious to see what their final attendance figures will show. They average around 350,000 every year for an 11-day run, which is terrific. But this year they got some really pretty helpful weather with what they were doing there. So I think that they may set a new record. It all has to do not only with the weather, of course, but whether people want to go to the fair, whether they want to spend some money. There are a lot of factors that go into it. But if weather is the only factor, I think they're doing pretty well. What do you got, Jed?
Nothing.
You're busy over there. Okay.
I'm busy this every morning. Is that a strange thing?
No, but you were writing something down. And I thought,
okay,
fine. Just give me the signal.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just talking about the Kansas State Fair.
I went there.
I knew that you had gone there.
Uh-huh.
When did you go, yesterday or Saturday?
I went on Saturday.
Yeah. A lot of people?
Right. Yeah, there were a lot of people there on Saturday when I went. It kind of started off a little bit slow. I went there kind of early, but as the afternoon went through, it just became more and more crowded. Yeah.
How was it? Did you?
It was good. I had a good time. I saw a lot of things. I saw some, they had some grills.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
You mean like outdoor grills, like to to cook food on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They had just a couple of groups there showing them. They had, I think there was an exhibit with some dogs. I saw a bunch of those dogs out there. I saw one of the pig races.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I watched a pig race.
Who won, Seattle Slop?
I wasn't paying attention to what they were named. It was funny.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
The buildup takes a half hour, and the race takes about 34 seconds.
Yeah. Basically, I walked past, and they were just starting the race as I was going by, so I went ahead and just kind of looked over there. I didn't go on the old mill, but I walked by it. You kind of have to take a look at the old mill.
I don't think I've ever gone on that ride. Is that just like a little ride on sort of like water going through there?
Yeah, it's for kids, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's been since I was
I probably went when I was really little.
Yeah.
But, they used to have that ride called the Bullet. I don't know if they still have it. Long arm, two capsules on each end that go around in circles. You get about four people in them.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
I remember that, but I don't think they had that this year. I don't think they had a Bullet.
I think it's the original Vomit Comet because
– yeah.
When I was a kid, I know I saw somebody come off there and just heave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, the one that got me was there was like a big water slide, like a flume ride out there.
Really?
Yeah. It looked like the whole thing was kind of modular and mobile. I was like, wow, you can really have a big water slide mobile like that. That's kind of strange. But yeah, they had one.
Oh, there's so much to do. I confess that I didn't make it again this year, and it just it's a work week, and it's just hard to.
Yeah,
it's difficult to get off and go. Could have gone on a weekend, but you got things like kids' ball games and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and I just couldn't get away. But I'm making a vow that I'm going to try to figure out a way next year.
I saw the deep fried cheese curds.
Yeah,
I couldn't pull the trigger.
Now that's
on
the one Governor Brownback.
Governor Brownback said he tried that this year. I couldn't pull the trigger on that.
What?
I got a Pronto Pup.
Pronto Pup, you got to do that.
Yeah, and I ate some breaded alligator.
Breaded alligator.
Oh, I like alligator, though. That's good.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Good stuff.
I don't know what it tastes like.
I
breaded alligator.
Yeah.
Did you see the butter sculpture?
I did not go by the butter sculpture.
And
I forgot what they said
it was this year.
I did watch a guy do some chainsaw art, though.
Chainsaw art, yeah.
Yeah, chainsaw art was fun.
Oh, yeah. That's something to watch. All right, coming up here on 6:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. We can tell you that pretty good weekend for the Chiefs, but more recently, what happened with the Royals and what happened with our Wingnuts? Let's find out with the Leadoff Sports Now with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away, sir.
Yeah, Steve, the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, home opener for the Chiefs. Of course, coming off that week one huge win at New England to get the season started. Chiefs fans finally got their team at home yesterday. A game that kind of got off to a slow start at Arrowhead Stadium on a very dreary fall-like day. The only field goals in the first half. Chiefs only had a 3-point lead at halftime over the Philadelphia Eagles. But the offense has kind of got unlocked in the second half. Both teams got the scoring going. It was never a in-the-box kind of game for the Chiefs. Until the end, the Chiefs did score a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The rookie running back, Kareem Hunt, scored a pair of touchdowns, building on his week one performance against the Patriots. And the Chiefs did maintain the lead and held off the Philadelphia Eagles with a pretty good defensive performance. Final score was the Chiefs 27, the Eagles 20. You heard the game right here on KNSS as the Chiefs have started out the season 2-0. As the Chiefs did a great job yesterday on defense, 3 sacks and an interception from defensive tackle Chris Jones. That's the guy who was in the secondary, replacing missing star safety Eric Berry, who got hurt in week one. Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs, 8 catches, 103 yards, had a big touchdown grab late in the game. So nice job by the Chiefs to win their home opener yesterday, and the Chiefs are off to a nice 2-0 start on the season. tonight. They'll wrap up week two of Monday of football in the NFL. And Monday Night Football, the last game this week, is tonight in New York City. The Giants taking on the Detroit Lions. You can listen to that game at 7 o'clock tonight, Lions-Giants. That will be, and you listen to that on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to the Monday Night Football game tonight on KFH, time to talk KU football, KU Football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH prior to the Monday Night Football game. Bayhawks coming off that loss over the weekend at Ohio. We will talk volleyball tonight on KNSS, the weekly WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. That'll be 6:30 tonight right here on KNSS, 98.7 and 1330. Join the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, and Coach Lamb as they discuss Shocker volleyball tonight. That'll be broadcasting live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go join Coach Lamb and Coach Kennedy tonight talking Shocker volleyball, coming off a very successful season opening weekend, including a win over a top 10 team as the Shockers beat Creighton in their home opening weekend in volleyball action. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Cleveland Indians 3-2 yesterday in Cleveland. The Royals have dropped 4 out of 5. They ended up losing 3 out of 4 at Cleveland. Off day today for the Royals as this long road trip continues. They'll be heading to Toronto. Kansas City right now 5 games behind for a playoff spot, only 13 games remaining in the season. And in pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts in the championship series of the American Association after a rainout on Saturday. The Wingnuts at Winnipeg yesterday, the best-of-5 series, was tied at 1 game apiece. Wingnuts were behind in the late going, but rallied for 3 runs in the top of the 8th inning and beat Winnipeg 5-3. That puts the Wingnuts up 2-1 in this best-of-5, Wichita at Winnipeg again tonight. If Wichita wins, the Wingnuts will win the championship. So just 1 win away from a championship for the Wingnuts. And they are at Winnipeg for Game 4 of the championship series tonight. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Ted, good to see Kelsey a little more involved, at least in the pass-catching part of the game on Sunday for the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs went to some different sets and utilized their tight end.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting dynamic with this team. If the defense takes away the wide receivers, Travis Kelce is going to have a lot of room to run over the middle, and the Chiefs did a great job utilizing him yesterday.
Tell you what, if that Kareem Hunt keeps it up, he's going to become a big, big favorite, isn't he, in the Chief country?
I think he's already a cult hero 2 games into his career.
Yeah.
He's putting up some nice numbers early on and proving to be a pretty savvy draft pick so far.
Right. So look, they're looking good on that one. All right. Thank you. It's 6:22 now. Thank you, Ted. And coming up, we've got Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.